purpose of project management, it aims to foresee any issues or risk and plan and organize and control activities to achieve project success. Okay, please understand scope, time, cost is also important, but with that, risk or issues also need to be taken care of. If risk and issues are not catered, then they can destroy your projects. Okay, they can affect your project to a greater extent. A small issue can lead to a bigger disasters. Okay, please ensure that when the issues are small, the risks are small, that point in time itself they are catered to. Okay, and without effective project management, projects can run into problems. To handle the issues and risk, you have to have a proper project management setup to ensure that they are tracked, resolved, to ensure customer satisfaction or stakeholder satisfaction. The purpose of project management is very, very important. Ensure that a project is successful on all objectives: scope, time, cost, quality, risk, benefits. These are all the important concepts, but still project has to be completed successfully. End goal has to be achieved. That is the purpose of project management processes. Okay. So project management phases, how project goes through its life cycle. Basically, I will talk about project life cycle, nothing else. Okay. So what project goes through to complete or achieve the project success or deliver the goals or objectives which are needed. So first of all, if there are five project phases or the phases through which project goes. First is initiation. Second is planning, execution, control, and closing. What do you mean by initiation? Initiation phase is where your project gets started or the ideas are coming into mind and then they initiate the project. Like, you know, defining a project happens where the project or contract is awarded. There is some idea. There are people who are sitting at the top level, and those have some ideas, or people who face issues, they will come with problem statement, and to solve those problem or the solution is provided in form of projects. So first a project is initiated or started. Initiation is basically your signing, getting resources, getting approvals. Nothing happens in terms of physical activities, just a paperwork or gathering resources. This is or basically understanding what I need to do as a project. Then comes planning after initiation. Planning is where you're creating detailed project plan, defining the scope, what I need to do, work. Okay, what I need to do. Identifying resources, developing budget and schedule is what happens in the planning phase. Execution. Execution is where work starts. Physical activities or basically performing of the task is done. The movie example. This is where the song is written. I will onboard the music director who will give music to the song. I will onboard the choreographer who will choreograph my songs, right? So all these things will happen at this page or basically this phase of your project life cycle. Then controlling. Controlling is adjusting budgets, adjusting, adjustments or checking. I had planned for this much amount of budget for the movie. At this point, 50% of the work is done on the movie. So, out of set budget of 100 crores or let's say 1 crore, how much I have spent? I have spent 60 lakhs. Okay, so if I have spent 60 lakhs, then am I over budget or under budget? What is the amount of money I had planned to spend? Is it matching with what I have spent? Checking, basically. Okay, execution. When execution happens, you spend resources, money, time is spent. And this is where you need to check if everything is going according to plan or not. So controlling is basically monitoring, identifying variances, issues. Everything is being checked here. Right? Closing. Closing is completing the project or obtaining the final approval, delivering the product and services to the operations. Like if you are a project manager for creating the metros in a city. So when you hand over the metro to the operations people who will issue the ticket for the metro to the people, then the project starts into operation. But laying the sleepers, ensuring the signal system works, everything you do as a part of work is completed. Okay, this is a kind of handover stage or completion stage is wherein you will get approval from the customers that whatever I had planned to deliver has been delivered. Okay, so initiation, planning, execution, controlling, and closing out. These are the five phases or stages of project. So what happens in terms of deliverables? What the project creates as a part of these stages? So initiation, you have project charter. Charter is nothing but your contract. This tells you that my project has appropriate authority to start now. It's a contract basically. Stakeholders are identified. So a list of stakeholders is created. Who will give me money? Who will give me requirements? Okay? Who will give me resources? All these people are identified during initiation. Planning, project plan is created. Work breakdown structure is created, then costs are estimated, resources are planned, which resource I will need, when, how much, this is all recorded. Execution, resources are procured and tasks are completed. Work gets started. You see physical things happening, right? So flyover pillars you will see physically, but their design will happen in planning, okay? Then monitoring and controlling, budgets are maintained, they are properly managed, scope, time, cost is checked for variances. And then the closure. Closure is where the deliverables are, or the end product or the outputs are given to the customers. Customers are informed, proper approvals are taken, resources are released back to the project, and project documents are archived. Basically, whatever you learn from the project is recorded for future references. Okay, so project manager, what a project manager does here is if the project manager has to ensure that a project is successful, he has to ensure that the team's resources are well managed, customers' confidence is achieved so that your final outputs match the customer expectation. Communication. As I said, 70 to 80% of the time of a project manager goes in communication. It is a very important skill a project manager needs to develop. Okay, keep on repeating all the progress or reportings. Ensure that a project manager communicates well with team as well as the stakeholder. It's not only stakeholder whom he is communicating with, but team also the project manager needs to communicate with. A project manager is a professional who organizes, plans, and executes project while working with constraints like budget and schedules. Please remember this. Okay, so project managers lead entire team, define project goals, communicate with stakeholders, and see a project through its closure. Okay, so project manager, a capable project manager, has to ensure that everything is handled to precision. Your project is not going beyond the timeline. It is not going beyond the budget. Okay, all these things are tracked by project manager. Okay, right. So role of a project manager is, or over, I would say, overall authority and responsibility of project is with project manager. So successful planning, execution, monitoring, controlling, and closure remains with project manager. What a project manager needs to do? So I talked about the five stages or phases of project. Starting, the project manager many times is associated from the project from the first initiation stage itself. So from initiation to closure, what all things a project manager needs to do? Basically defining scope, then staying within your schedule, budgets or cost has been tracked and sticking to budget, ensuring everything happens, managing issues, managing resources, managing stakeholders. Communication is very important. Yeah, assessing risk and troubleshooting problems. Okay, and basically ensuring the quality of the product which you are delivering is also tracked. As I said, scope, time, cost is also important, but risk, quality, and benefits also matter. Okay, please remember this. So, role of a project manager is similar to orchestra conductor. You must have seen orchestra. There is a person who is having a stick in his hand and he will say, this. What happens? He guides the people who need to take action on the project manager's direction. Project manager directs what a person needs to do. Okay. So, he is a person guiding people basically he oversees everything is happening. There are so many people sitting in the orchestra, right? But the project manager ensures that everything happens for good. Okay, project manager do not perform the project activities, but they supervise, they guide, help, resolve issues for the team. Okay, so essential skills, leadership qualities are very, very important for the project manager, and communication. As I said, 70 to 80% time in communication. So effective communication is a very important skill for the project manager. Organization skills, organize everything in terms of multitasking, what all things will happen, what all things will not be beneficial for the project. All these things project manager needs to take care of. Critical thinking, analyzing, decision making, basically evaluating and deciding what is good and what is not good for the project. Sense of humor, because people won't like people who are like this. Okay, a smiling project manager always helps. Okay, so sense of humor is also a very important skill a project manager should have. Okay, so customer needs, what all customers need to do during the project life cycle. Okay, so project management is an application of knowledge, skills, expertise, technique to meet the customer requirements. And that is why those requirements come from customer. So set parameters, basically customers set parameters in terms of scope, time, cost. Okay, they define the deadlines, when I want the end product. They define the funds, how much funds will be available for the project. Okay, and what are the requirements I need. Okay, so the project managers set all these parameters and they heavily influence the constraints of your project. Okay, these triple constraints are affected many times by the decisions taken by the stakeholders or customers, right? So customers' expectations are the focus rather than just a project specification. Please remember this. Meeting customer expectation is crucial for project success, because at the end they are the people who are going to accept the product. Okay, project management basically captures or corrects the complete project requirements from the customer, is a vital for delivering the right solution. Okay, project goal is to ensure you deliver right products to the customer. Okay, and customer should take part in the project. They should give their opinions from time to time. The feedback loop should be created so that, you know, people understand what is expected from the project. Okay, so that brings us to the end of this section of project management goals. Let's quickly summarize what we have learned. So defining project goals and objectives is very, very important. It improves the chances of project success. Basically defining end product is very, very important. project management methodologies which will help us steer to the project success, involvement of stakeholders and team in all the activities, or defining the project management structure method in terms of five-phasic initiation, planning, execution, monitoring, control, and closure is also very, very important. Okay, so I hope you have understood all the required details in terms of project management goals. I will say bye now. Let's meet again in the next session. Thank you.